It's being within the period of Shlesh Yom Kippur and Pesach, most of the Shere V'Dershi, Hilchos HaPesach. Some believe something relating to Pesach would be called for. However, that Chiyuv, if indeed it be a Cheves Gavre, which I suppose it isn't, so that I was here for Shabbos, I said a Shir, which dealt with Pesach, so it's my Chiyuv, in that respect, I was Yaitze. And, it's being within the period of Shlesh Yom Kippur and Pesach, most of the Shere V'Dershi, Hilchos HaPesach. Some believe something relating to Pesach would be called for. However, that Chiyuv, if indeed it be a Cheves Gavre, which I suppose it isn't, so that I was here for Shabbos, I said a Shir, which dealt with Pesach, so it's my Chiyuv, in that respect, I was Yaitze. And, thought instead, today to have a Shir, which in a day, in a way should, relate to Pesach, or not to the Pesach aspect of it. This being a quadrennial Chag HaSmicha, we're going to deal with a quadrennial, or almost quadrennial, a triennial and a half mitzvah, occurs twice in the course of the Shemitah, and this is this year in which it occurs, and so I thought I would relate to that, so in a sense, it's Hilchos HaPesach, but this particular Pesach, not of Hilchos Pesach generally. It's a mitzvah which, posed for most, here certainly is not immediately relevant within the general ambience of Mitzvah Luis Boritz, and presumably not Mitzvah Makir here with Chutz Loretz, but I saw recently a patent for Shemitah for $36 to buy a fish to Golkakim out of Israel, and the Mekayim Shemitah from afar, maybe from Mekayim Luis Maisis also by remote control. But assuming that that's not the case, I guess the element is here, perhaps it's not so much Lamais. But of course, and I think it's an important mitzvah. Every mitzvah is important, but one which, anyway, it's relatively less known, and perhaps therefore some need to survey some of its central aspects. Coincidentally, it may be, at least in terms of the Hebrew part of it, has some relation to the shir which Avlam gave this morning, that was Hidoy of one kind and here of another kind, although of course the relation of Vidu Maisel, question has been raised, and Rav Zichron Livrachet discussed it once, and Sefer Kitshuta there's some discussion of this, how the term Vidu Maisel can apply to a parsha within which a person presumably does not confess, but rather says, he did everything, he's a wonderful Jew, he's called the Torah, he's something. Where is the Vidui? And presumably the answer is, in some sense, the Vidui here is not the Vidui that we speak of in the confessional sense, but the Vidui of acknowledgement, which is closer, of course, to the Maide B'Mikzah, the Haidoya, we don't speak of there the Misvade B'Mikzah. But be that as it may, so I want to focus specifically on some central aspects of the mitzvah. And I say again, without some of the Arum and Arum. Parsha Vidui Maisel, of course, in the Parsha in Kisovo, Chalel Aser, Kol Masat, Vatcha, B'Shana Shlishit, Shnat HaMaser, and having done all that, Shomati b'kor Hashem Elokai, asiti b'kor Hashem tzivitani, and then the concluding plea, השקיפה ממעון קדשך מן השמיים, ברך תמך את ישראל, לדבר שנתת לנו, כשנשבעת לאבותינו ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. The latter part of the vidui, part which in a sense is perhaps least perceived as being vidui at all, the Makosh, Shkifu Mekoshchu Min HaShomayim. This pasuk raises a question which is Nagei LaHalacha, and which Nama Rishonim treated, and this relates also to some extent to the comparison which you find already in, well, in basic Mekoris and then to Rishonim and Achronim between Bikurim and Vidu Maisa. So who says and who doesn't say Kerem Yisvad. This is a reference in the pasuk here, "Vrechet Amchat Yisrael, Veita Adama Shanatat Alan." Question arises: is this mitzvah confined to someone who has karka, chelik in Eretz Yisrael, Adama Shanatat Alan? Analogously to the parsha in Bikuri, where the ownership of land in Eretz Yisrael comes into two levels, both. The level of Havoresh, or Tavim Arzacha, person is only Chayiv in Bikurim if he has Karka there, in some sense. And then the level of Kriya, the Parsha, which is said. So there, a person says part of the Parsha, Atayinei Veitit Rishit Priya Damashan Tatali Hashem. And there, there are Halachas, who says, who doesn't say, who was Nebel Chelibar, not Nebel Chelibar. Similarly, the issue arises with regard to Vidu Meiser as well. But it arises here at two levels, one of which it's clear that the halacha exists, but another of which is problematic. With respect to persons being part of a group, tzibur, collectively, is the neta chelik b'aretz. So here, it's clear that this aspect needs to be related to. Shnayis at yedem ha'isasheni, as the Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Gimel, quotes the posuk ha'shkifu v'mein kachecha, etc. And then the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Yud Dalet, מכאן אמרו, based on this pasuk, ישראל וממזרים מתוודים, אבל לא גרים, לא עבדים משוחררים, שאין להם חלק בארץ, במהר ומאפלו כהנים ולוויים, שלא ידעו חלק בארץ, רבי יוסף יש להם מורה מגרש. I know you know the question of מחלוקת התנאים, which is very interesting in its own right, and the comparison between the מקרא ביקורים ובידי מייסר, and the comparison between כהנים ולוויים, with regard to which there are different days of תנאים, different gesures and תוספתא. But the basic principle that a person is only misvade if he was neitel chelik b'aretz, at least as part of a collective entity of Klal Yisrael to which he relates, that in the Mishnah is clear. However, with regard to Bikurim, there's an additional dimension. Apart from the question as to whether you're shaykh to this tzibur, this neitel chelik b'aretz, where do you personally stand? And there you speak, Pasuk speaks Me'al Tzecha, Reshit Priya Adama Shanatali Hashem. Here there's a plural of Lanu. How much weight should be ascribed to that difference? And is there really a condition that in order to be Misvada that a person has to himself have Karka? Now, the Mishnah in Peyer Dalad, not Pagimel, I'm sorry. Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah lists a number of various halacha for the sake of which apparently a person needs to have karka, but a minimal amount of karka qualifies. קרקע כלשהו חייבת לפייהו בביקורים, לכתוב לו פרוסבול ולקנות עם הנכסים שלם אחריות וכסף וישטר בחזרה. Rashi, Barabasre, Tendul Yachbel, where the Mishnah is quoted, Rashi there says, Ubevidui, we've got to this Mishnah. So, apparently Rashi had some gilsoris that included the halacha vidui maisa also, this Mishnah. So Rashi says, vidui, lo garsinem. Lo garsinem matin masechet peyah. The ain vidui ela b'maase, v'eno talui b'karka. You have karka, you don't have karka, the vidui relates to the maisa. So what do you care if the other karka doesn't have karka? That's what Rashi says. Tosafanot quotes the Rashi, he says, Pirush b'kunzu de gassinu b'vidui, de lochti b'maisri sheni, shum vidui lo me'arsecha, ולא מהאדמה אשר נתת לי, אף אגב דכתיב בי, וברך את עמך, את ישראל, את האדמה אשר נתת לנו, לא שאלו לחלק, אלא לכל ישראל. כשזה סער, זה כל נאם רשי, אני חושב, אבל אני מכיר, ודיאז קרק, לא זה נבקר. איפה רשי? תוי ספנות, Quotes the Rashi, he says, Pirush b'kunzu de gassinu b'vidui, de lochti b'maisri sheni, shum vidui lo me'arsecha, ve'lo me'adama asher natat li, af agav dichtiv bei, uvarech et amcha et Yisrael, et ha'adama asher natat lanu, lo she'elo l'chelek, el l'chol Yisrael. This is calling the name of Rashi, expanding upon this somewhat, that there's no halacha that you should have vidui, that you should need karka in order to have vidui maiso. Because pasuk, which says, Adama shenatata lanu, refers to the klal, public, general kinyan of Israel, and a person belongs to that collective to whom Eretz Israel was given. Whether he himself owns a piece of real estate in Eretz Israel is absolutely immaterial, because the mitzvah doesn't relate to the karka, the mitzvah relates to the mitzvah maisris, and those won't come in after the shiur even if he doesn't own karka at all. Yeah. Tesis then comments, Umiyu al kolchoch ein vidui below karka. Tanel of Yerushalmi af bevidui. ומכל מקום לא גרסין אלי מדתן אלו בירושלם מכלד המשנה לת. Tais agrees with Rashi with regard to the textual point, but not regard to the halach. Textual Tais says whether you gers if you do the Mishnah pay or not, so you talk or not gers. However, not for Rashi's reason. Rashi says that you're not gers with the halach, it really doesn't matter whether you have karka or not. He says, no, it really does matter. The person has no karka, there's no vidui. But inasmuch as Yerushalmi in Peah, this is treated as an addendum, after vidui, so apparently it's not included in the Mishnah. So textually, Rashi is correct. But substantively, Tosfos Chaylik says that really there's no vidui without karka. This is Tosfos here in Bar Basra. Kedushin, again, the Mishnah is quoted within the context of the Sugya of Agav. And there, Tais has a strange formulation. After quoting Rashi, he said, "V'chein pirushri d'lo gatzinan ubevidui v'lo mitam d'Rashi." And Rishum the Yerushalmi parich ha milte gufe amayla tani ubevidui. Alme mashma do loga sinem le. Vegan mashma mi shein lo karka mitvade kegon perot le kuchi. The Taisin Kedushin is at one with Taisin Bar Basri in rejecting the Gilsa Bevidu in the Mishnah and accepting Rashi's statement that Bevidu doesn't appear. However, with regard to the substantive issue, Taisin Bar Basri says that there really cannot be vidui ma'aser unless you have kalk. It's not enough that you belong to Klal Yisrael. You yourself have torn kalk in Eretz Yisrael. Taisin Kedushin says that no. Gamashma mishen lo kalka mitvade kiyon perot nakuchi. The person bought peretz. Who is a mafra shtrum as a ma'aser before he can eat the peretz. And so Mela, he's within the parasha of Tumas and Maisel, so therefore the parasha will be Maisel. So here Tesis and Kedushin agrees with Rashi, not only with regard to the Girse, but also the Halacha. And this, notwithstanding the fact that both Tesis and Barabasra and Tesis and Kedushin related to Yerushalmi in this connection. Truth is in Yerushalmi, there the question comes up, but apparently there are different dates. Rabbi Mone boy, Mone asked, the Lama Lenon Amar Mish Ein Lo Karka Patu Min Avidui, Tichtim Yad Amar Shana Tatalan, Yesiv Rabbi Bum Shir Rabbi Yechnan Mashmai Tekein, Mish Ein Lo Karka Patu Min Avidui, דכתיב מן האדמה אשר נתת לן. First man of the Yerushalmi says that, asks, why don't we say, why doesn't it say that מי שאין לקרקע is פוטר מן הוידוי? But this raises the question. Really, why isn't it so? But he assumes that it's not so. It seems like Rashi that אין חינמי, the chiyuv of vidui is not dependent upon karka. And then there is a day that ain't a chinami. Ain't a chinami. The taki is no karka, no vidui without karka. Taisis, another other rishonim, quote a somewhat different gilsa. They quote is, now the question is raised, why don't we make such a statement la halacha? But why is this not included in the Mishnah? Why is this not included in the Mishnah? This is a purely textual issue. The Ramban in L'Yachpeh, so what the master we don't hear. So Ketav Rashi Zal, the Logasin el Vidui, Shein Vidui Yelo Bemaaser, Vuena Tului Bekarka, Shafilu Mi Shein Lo Karka, Maaser Perotav Umitvade Aleha. Vod Amrin Et Vod Zarecha Velo Lo Keyach. So it's apparently a mute. It's apparently only the person of the Bala Soda is chayv in Tchumis HaMaisa. It's not the Lekeach. Then he says, V'shalakach perot b'murachin askinin. The person bought peres l'achig ma'amalochi. V'imena b'murachin chayav b'maased meruach tol rachmonik v'shperash t'perak ha'poali. This gets involved in Chayis HaLetan, the Ribra Motchay. This is all planter work involved. And then he goes on to say that the mikom mekom chochin chayav b'maaser l'divrei hakol. There's certain instances in which a person doesn't own karka and he's chayav in terumas ma'isres. So this is by way of supporting Rashi as far as the substantive issue l'halochi is concerned. Then he said v'chein sheninu sham. רבי מונה בוי, למה לנן אמרים מי שאין לו קרקע פטור מן הוידוי? דכתיב את האדמה שנתת לנו. רבי יוסף הרבון של רבי יחזקאל אמר מי שמייתא, כן, מי שאין לו קרקע פטור מן הוידוי. פירוש סז דרמבן, שאינו מתוודה על מעשרו, שאין יכול לומר את האדמה שנתת לנו. ומי הוא זה מוכיח דורגסי למתנית כדברי רשי זל, ולא מי טיימא. He concludes finally, like that one day in Tosfos, that you can't, you're potter min avidui, so it's like, you're not girls in the Mishnah, but not, of course, for Rashi's reason, but for a different reason. As Tosfos says, that apparently it was not in discussion in the Mishnah. A discussion in the Ramban and the Mandoma in Yerushalmi says that Einachinami, you're potter from vidui, because you cannot say Adama Shansat Alonu. Focuses upon one aspect, and I want to raise an entirely different problem in this connection. Problem that you have here is how can a person say the parsha when it's not true of himself? How can we say Adama Shansat Alonu? Adama Shansat hasn't given him anything. He doesn't own any kark in Eretz Yisrael. How can you say Adama Shansat Alonu? This is a very local problem relating to the text which person who used to be Kaira, and he can't be Kaira because it doesn't apply to him. Chuga is room to raise a much more fundamental issue, perhaps relating not to the ability to be Misvada, but to the Chiyuv, to be Misvada, upon whom the Chiyuv devolves. But to this end, we need to look not so much at this particular parsha as at another complementary parsha. Parsha speaks of a vidui, a mirah, but what we call vidui, a maltif neshem lokech, the recitation. What is mechayev? When person mechuyev to say vidui maisel. So that's the beginning of the pasuk. At the beginning of the pasuk, right? Ki tchalel aset u'basat v'atcham shana shlit shnat ha-maaser. The third year, the year of the single maisel, meaning maisel, the only maisel rishon, maisel sheni, and instead you have maisel oni. That's shnas ha-maisel. Then you give the levi, etc., etc. And then there's biu, not in the third year proper, when you finish the matonos of the third year, then the pesach of the fourth year, the pesach of shnas Nasa Shmit. However, there's an earlier parsha in Re'ei, which in some sense presumably is related to the parsha here, although the nature of the relationship is somewhat unclear. In Re'ei, just after the parsha Ma'aser Sheni, the parsha says, Mikzei Shalosh Shanim, Totzi et kol ma'asar tevuatcha b'shana ahi, והנחתה בשעריך. ובא הלוי כי אין לו חלק ונחלה עמך, והגר והיתום והבנה אשר בשעריך ואכלו וסביו, למען יברכך השם אלוקיך בכל מעשי ידך אשר תעשה. Here no mention is made of any amire, vidui, but there is apparently a chiyuv mikse shalosh shani, which is parallel to the period that is mentioned here, the beginning of Parsha Vidu Maisel, that a person somehow has to settle his account. He's got to clean up. So tzit kol masat v'atcha b'shana ahi, v'inachta b'sha'arech. Now this is the mitzvah which Chazal, Shainim, is denominated not vidu maisa, but biu maisa. Now, this biu itself may be understood in two senses. One is that a person should be mevayer that which already was mafrish, and see that whatever he was mafrish gets its proper destination, mafrish in levi, from the lekoyen, maisroni lani, etc. Or conceivably, this is a discussion with Rishayim and Suya Rosh Hashanah Daftalit, conceivably also he has to take stock to be certain that all the necessary afrashas indeed were taken care of. Talach biyo mais. What is the relation between Biur Maisa and Vidui Maisa? Bit of a question. And particularly, while being the many mitzvahs generally, does not count Biur Maisa as a separate mitzvah. Cheskinuk has a whole discussion of this issue. Is why should you count as a separate mitzvah? One is in the fire, one is in Vidui. There's got to be Kurim, there are two mitzvahs. One is for us to be Kurim, one is Mikra be Kurim. And it's possible for a person to be maybe vein a kaire, even at a deraisa level. Count the separate mitzvahs. Why should he count these also separate mitzvahs? The official parallel, the submitzvah of Sadigoy, and also have some discussion on this. But, be that as it may, and I'll get back to this in one respect later on, we certainly are dealing here, if not with another, with a different mitzvah, with a different phenomenon. It's the biu as opposed to the vidu. Now, the question may very well arise, we'll talk here about the biur maisa. The chiyu miktsei shalosh shalim totsiyat kol masat vatcha b'shana ahi v'nachta b'sharech. To whom is the mitzvah addressed? The next pasuk says, v'vaha levi ki ein lo chelik v'nachala imach. Ager, v'yatov, amana, etc. And then the Torah is speaking to a person who has chelik v'nachlo. And it says, go and give to all of these umlolim. They don't have chelik v'nachlo. So give to them. What is the implication of this? That he has chelik v'nachlo. The implication is quite clear. And it has significant ramifications for halacha. The halachas concerning Trumas and Maisres appear in Rambam in two different places. Naturally, we all know they appear in Sefer Zohar. Hilchos Matan Tanim, and Hilchos Trumas and Maisres, Mashem Neter Ravai, full. But before the Rambam gets to that, the discussion Shpitz Gopal, admittedly, but related to one aspect of it. And this is Michus Macholos Asurit. Pagyud Michus Macholos Asurit. There in Rambam, amongst the other Macholos Asurit that he lists. So naturally, one of those that is listed is Tevel. So he gives you a brief account, a tevel ketsa. Kol ocho shuchayv lafrish min ha-tumah ma-asrot, kodim shafrish min ikra tevel, vassu lechol men, shenemah vol yachlu kashe b'ni Yisrael, tashirim mul Hashem, etc. It's very different between Rambam talks about there, as far as the chiyuv to be matrish, the poor person can eat, and that which is discussed so amply, so extensively in Sefer Zohar. It's a difference with regard to whom the chiyuv is addressed. And quite clearly that there is a difference. A person simply buys fruits and vegetables in the marketplace. So naturally, before he can eat, he's chayav to be mafresh. Fresh at Trumas HaMaisos is a matir. And the absence of that matir, so it was the tea. Also, a person has to love, he should be shemaim, depending on what level of tevel one is talking about. So in that case, Chura, the Chayves HaFroshe, is addressed to him as a consumer. Same way as you can't eat before you shecht. You can't eat before you matrish Trumas HaMaisos. You need a matr b'achil. Chura, the mitzvahs of Trumas HaMaisos are addressed not only to a person qua consumer, or they're addressed fundamentally and primarily to a person qua producer. The parsha just before Mikseh Shalosh Shanim, what does it say? Aser ta'aser et kol tevuat zarecha. Yaseh asadeh shana shana. You have a sadeh. Something is yaseh asadeh shana shana. Mimav. There no mention is made of a person who wants to consume, he wants to eat, he doesn't want to eat, doesn't want to eat. Where's the chiyut mimav? Now there is, of course, a way of testing this. And this is supposing that a person doesn't plan to eat. Yes, tvur, yes, soda, tvur grows, he was a marech, the tvur, everything. Mamalocha, this, nabais, the works, he has all the mechayim. He's not planning to eat. Is there any inyan that a person should be mafish to Mr. Meisel of those circumstances? This, of course, depends on in what respect and what capacity is being approached. Qua consumer is looking for a matir, but if a person has behemoths, he's equipped to run around shechting the behemoths, he wants to carry the mitzvah of shechita. Let's assume he's carrying the mitzvah of shechita. But is he chayiv to do that? Of course not. Kisav and ashkalech al basel, you want to shech, you don't want to, don't. So to the extent that we are dealing with a person in the world of Tumas Maisres, also simply qua consumer, because there's no reason in the world why such a person should have to be mafrish Tumas Maisres if he's not planning to eat. He bought potatoes and they're devil. Say, if you want to eat, it'll be mafrish. You won't want to eat, it won't be mafrish. If you deal with a person at the level of producer, here, maybe a different story. Here, as long as you say asadeh shana shana, perhaps you have to be mafresh, regardless whether you plan to eat or not. The only question is whether yitzah asadeh or not yitzah asadeh. This question is whether there's a chiyuv mafresh to the maisres when you don't plan to eat. Is there any such inyan? So, this, of course, was raised by Achreinim, everybody's here, Musmachim, so well, some are only pre-Musmachim, apparently. So those are Musmachim, all know, the first Simon in Yeredeh, and Tazen Rabbi Kivegel, with regard to this question. Taz says that, unlike Shechita, regards to Musa Maises, an Indian, a Mitzvah, to be Mafush, to Musa Maises, regards to planting our planet. Rabbi Kivegel sends you to Rashi. That's the Mzayim with base. Rashi there sets forth a contrast between Bikurim and Maisel, and it's the Chivan the Bikurim Mitzvah the Ram Yalei. It's a Chavis Gavre. ולא טעם לעשות פירות באכילה. ביקורים אינה טובה, לתרומות אותי את הפרס, היא אומרת מפרש ביקורים, מצער לה תרומות ומייסרס. זאת חבס גברה, וכיוון זה יקרו מצוות רמי עליהי, ולא טעם לעשות פירות באכילה, מחייב לקח ולהביא, ולא דם מלמעשה, ואפילו למען דאמר אין קניין, לא מחייב לעשר על חלקו של עובד כוכבים, The maaser tovil v'aser le ba'achila v'lav mitzvah deram yaleu elin kin ochlan o mochran deko mishtar shile or bikurim mitzvah deram yaleu. Is there any inyan if a person sold the soda to a goy? Is there any inyan you should take the soda in order to be mafresh bikurim? Rashi says, with regard to bikurim, yes, with regard to maaser, no, with regard to bikurim, there's a mitzvah cheves gavre upon him. Here we say, all right, so if Yeshkin Yinakul Afkir Tumis HaMaisres, so that's not Afkir Duchayv at the Sada, maybe Mendes is with the Kvun of the Chutz Laretz, so then you don't need. But if Ein Kinyan, then you should do it, in order to miss the Bikur Shum HaMikui. However, says Rashi, with regard to Maisel, Maisel is no such Chiyuv. So now you sold it to a goy, and the parents of the goy. There's no inyan to be maser. You're not going to be eating it, the goy will eat it. If you're going to eat the peros, you have to be matrish. You're not going to eat the peros you don't need. The Kiregel says here there is a Rashi of foolish against the Taz. There is no chiyuv if you're not planning to be matrish, to eat. I once suggested, I won't get involved in this, this is preparation in Truma and Meisel, but here I want to address myself to another issue. If I were asked this question, Rashi, how Rashi fits in the Chesed and Taz of Rabbi Kivega, my answer will be simple. If a person was Lokech Peres Minashuk, and he has the Peres, he's not planning to eat them, he'll discard them. Certainly, potafli mafresh trumas the maizel. Because to him, the mitzvah is addressed at the level of being matar tevel. And if you're not planning to avail yourself of the heter, there's no mitzvah to stop to be matar tevel. Stop to remains be surah. So, zayn be so, what do you care? However, if a person owns a sodeh and he has a crop which reached the level of the chiv of trumas the maizel, Avah Shlish, Meruach, Yasmi Abayis, all the Mechaibim are in place. Then the Pasuk of Asat Asur indeed applies to him. In this respect, it may very well be, and I'm saying that the Taz or Rabbi Kivega attended this, that the Rashi in Gittin really is neutralized as far as the Machlokes is concerned, because there you are dealing, even if ain't Kinyas of the Kalka, as Kusha Sarah has more to say to the goy, but it has status of it belonging to Yisrael. Kusha Sarah's Yisrael is still prevalent. But the Peiris, those who Yotza Soda, not for the goy, those who Yotza Soda, not for the Yisrael, Yotza Soda for the goy. So if we said Yesh Kinyan, so if it's Chutzlar, in the Rambam's formulation, so you don't need to be Matan Yisrael Tevel either. If we say in Kinyan, so it's limits in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yisurei Tevel apply. But for whom is it Yetzah Soda? For the Yisrael, for the Yaakov. And in the moment it's the Goy. So it's Yetzah Soda for the Goy. So Mimele, in this context, there's no Chiyuv. To Mavrish Trumas Maisres, Beteras, Baal HaSod. But be that as it may, without getting involved in the Rashi, I think this is a correct distinction. But you got to the basic point, I think clearly there's a difference between perceiving a Afroshes Trumas Maisres at the level of the consumer, Lokech Peres Min HaShuk, and at the level of the producer. Now that being the case, the obvious question arises, what about the mitzvah of Biyo Maisa? To whom is that addressed? That addressed to a person as a consumer, the kech peres v'murachi, he's chayev, he has peres v'kuchi. Certainly, before he can eat those peres, he has the ramesh to the semayis. Well, he's ever he's so tevil. So with him, there's this whole cheshbon of bil. Or we say no, whole parsha of bil ma'isel. That relates to a person qua producer. And it's to him, as a producer, that the chiyuv of being mevay, of taking stock and inventory, etc., and clearing house, is addressed. And of course, there's a big nafkamina in this respect. If we assume that, so that's the question, Adol HaShon HaSat HaLonu, so then, if it's just in order to be able to say the parasha, he only needs to own a piece of real estate. He can own a house. It's not a question whether the maisa, the chiyuv of Trumus the maisa is confronted him as such. Or just halacha, does he have kalka? Not Yisrael. Can he say Adam HaShem Sato Lono? So he has such a piece of kalka. Is that kalka shaykh to Trumus the maisa or not? It's irrelevant. So the question, being able to verbalize the pasuk. If on the other hand, one assumes that the whole pasuk was only addressed to those who are in the producing capacity. And they're the ones who have to clear all of their accounts. Then it's only the person who has karka, who shaykh the chivim through some isolates. Otherwise, no. My inclination, but I admit that I have a problem here with certain with the Rishon, possibly that they will show me. My inclination would be very strong to assume that Biyu Maisel should only apply at the producer level. And that a person who simply purchases Peres Lekuchi is potter from Biyu Maisel. Not because he has a problem with saying the pasuk. Saying the pasuk is not a problem with got to be you at all. Saying the pasuk is a problem with got to be you. Just with got to be kurim, the halachas may be vein a kairi. So you can have with got to maisvus also, mevayel, vein a misvada. Because chinuch raises the question, it's custom. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah at the end of Maisa Sheni, and also the Seiter, the Gerchen and Gorlo, the Vatal Vidu Maisa. Listen, Chaskun asked, what about Biyu? There was no Biyu Maisus afterwards. Well, certainly what? These are two different areas. So if a person has no Kalka, so let us say, you can't say, I don't should start alone. But the Fum Giyata, there should be a halacha of Biyu. But if we to raise the issue that I raised, then the problem is not only with the God to Vidu, the problem is with the God to Biyu. On the contrary, it may be that in Hadomash and Satalonu he is Shaykh, if you own some real estate, but in Biur he should be Potter. You should have the reversals. So the discussion that you have in the Shainim and in Yerushalmi is with respect to Vidu. Can such a person be in Svadar or not? Problem of biyuch, I think, is a separate problem. And I think it's entirely conceivable that even those who are not misvada, that are mentioned there in the Mishnah, the Geiri, others, Lord Chalibar, but in biyuch mistama dechayt. Mishayin loy karka, so he may or may not be chayv in vidu, that's the discussion with Rashi and Tesis. But there's a prior issue to be raised, and this is what with regard to Biyu for him. Now, here, of course, one would need to get involved with another issue that I just mentioned in passing. And this is what is the relationship between Biyu and Vidui? Is Biyu a precondition to Vidui? And only if you're chayv in Biyu, can you then move to Vidui, as will be the model of Bikurim? Only the person who's maybe then deals the question of Kaira. No one is Kaira was not maybe. Or it's conceivable that there should be a situation in which a person should be misvada, even if there had been no Biyur or no Chiv of Biyur. But on the face of it, one presumably should regard Biyur as being a precondition, and the Chiv would be a precondition to Vidui. In which case, if I'm right, so for a totally different reason, there should be no biu with regard to a person, no vidu with regard to a person that has no kalk. Now, even if we should assume that I'm wrong, and the chayvus biu applies even to someone who is lokeach min hashuk, the Tesis says that explicitly. The Tesis in Kedushin, Lashon, that even if he has teres lekuchim. Alma mashma druga sinele vega mashum ishein le kalka misvade ki gon peros le kuchi. They assume that even peros le kuchi also. Now, from my point of view, it's possible to have a case in which their issue should be discussed and my issue should be taken care of. But this is against that. Moshe, let's say a person that be you, then he sold his kalka. Comes to Vidu, he has no kalk. So, If the problem is a problem which the Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi, raises, can you see Adovah Shemassat Olonu? So you have to deal with Kach that he has Rishas Maisa, as the Mishnah is in Bikurim, with the God of Bikurim. But if he had no Kanka at the time of the growth of the Peos, even if he had Kanka, but the Peos didn't grow in that Kanka, then I would assume that simply he's Potter for another reason, because there's no Biel. Tais is against that. Tais Mefurashi in Peos Lekuchin, also your Chayv. But even if one were to reject my suggestion, I still think that it may very well be relevant with regard to the scope of the Din of Biur, and hence of Vidui, even if not with regard to the very existence of a Chiyuv. The Mishnah in Mesosheni Parakei Mishnah says as follows. Omar B'Yehuda, B'Rishona Yisholchin Et Sebalei Batim Shebemdinot Maharu V'Atkinu Et Perotechem Ad Shelo Tagi Ashat HaBi'ur Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva V'Limei שכל הפירות שלו באו לעונת המעשרות פטורים מן הביאור. It just says there are two phases. So the initial phase, when Balabatim will be notified, when Balisadis will be notified to take care of all the obligations of God. Efa Shalot says, עד שלא באו לעונת המעשר, שלא באו לעונת המעשר, קודם מרוח, כל אחד כי מפורש פרק כמה דמעשרות. So we have as follows. There are basically three stages. There's a very early stage of initial growth of the pri prior to Avoah Shlish, to a third of its projected growth. And prior to that, even if you want to be mafresh tumas and maisus, you can. With regard to certain areas in halacha, so it does have a din of pri, but not with regard to tumas and maisus. With regard to tumas and maisus, it's keitz ba'alma. After avoah shlish, if you then cut the tvur, pick the peretz, prior to gmar melacha, you can be mafresh if you will, if you wish, but you're not mechuy. It's not yet toivu. After Gmar Malacha, or a combination of Gmar Malacha plus Rias Pnei Abayis, when you begin to enter the consumer stage, so to speak, then it's toivu. Now, the Rash says, what was the initial phase? What was the latest stage? Initially, they thought that even prior to Meruach, since already it's reached the level of if you wanted to be mafresh, you could. So you already could tell a person, okay, that's within the ballpark of Tumas Maisres, be mafresh before you attain Shas Abir. Achabar Akiva Velimeg, Akiva said no, that if you ask to reach Gmar Melacha, Meruach, and perhaps requires us to become a Mamish Tevel, if you haven't reached that stage, so there's no halacha of biur ma'is. Fine. This is according to the Rash. And Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah of Dalet, of course, the Malatesis, Yonim of Zroim, always the bedrock is that of the Rash. So there Tesis says, is it of a Pashut? Initially at first, but then he wavers a little bit. The Pshite calls man Shloni Tmarech, Lo Michayev Amidi. For Meruach, certainly it cannot be an Indian of Biur. That Tesis talks about the relation of Biur and Maltachim. Fine. This is according to the Rash. And Tesis in Rosh Hashanah, of Dalet, of course, the Malatesis, Yonim of Zroim, always the bedrock is that of the Rash. So there Tesis says, is it of a Pashut? Initially at first, but then he wavers a little bit. The Pshite calls man Shloni Tmarech, Lo Michayev Amidi. For Meruach, certainly it cannot be an Indian of Biur. That text talks about the relation of Biur and Baltach, which is a separate matter. Before Meruach, of course, how can there be Biur? He's not a good mafish, he doesn't want. He can eat if he wants without me. Then text says, no, the old, I feel him from the Tzulema Chayev, Osakrod Biur, Lavro, 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 Lavro. And text says, I've got this question, it's not the relation of Baltach and Biur. No, perhaps Taki, there is. Even before Meruach also, and their kasha they'll explain another way. So they waver a little bit, but whatever the Balatesis took us of a Pashut, there's no aloch of Biu before Meruach, before Gmamaloch. However, Rambam, of course, certainly did not learn this way, and the Pashas of the Mishnah is the Chur also against. Say some of the budding of the Pri. Later on, in Mishnehei, there you speak Ezu Gornan Lemasrot, Gerem Yigmamaloche, subsequent to which it then becomes Tevel. The Rambam, in the Mishnah, is the term Ornat Amasrotika doesn't appear so clearly, but in the Yerushalmi it appears in a number of places, and yeah, the Mishnah in Uktzin also seems to suggest the Mishnah per Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Hapagin vahaboser, Rabbi Kiva metame tumat ochlin, Rabbi Yechimenu mishuvolo onata ma'asrot. You know, boser is a very preliminary stage, so Rabbi Yechimenu thinks also mekabel tumah, then tumah serichlin, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechimenu, so you have to wait later some ma'asrot. Obviously, you don't have to wait until Gemar Malach. Preposterous to assume that in order to recover to Masoichlin, you have to have Meruach. It's ridiculous. So obviously, what is Eretz HaMaisris there? Havaslish, the latest stage of the trees coming into being. The Mishnah in Uktzin also seems to suggest the Mishnah Paragimu, Mishnah Vav, Hapagin Vahabosel, Rabakiva Metame Tumat Ochlin, Rabbi Yechimenu Mishuvolo Onata Ma'asrot. You know, Boiser is a very preliminary stage, so Rabbi Yechimenu thinks also Mekabel Tumah, then Tumah Serichlin, Rabbi Yechimenu, so you have to wait later some Ma'asrot. Obviously, you don't have to wait until Gemar Malach. It's preposterous to assume that in order to Mekabel Tumah Serichlin, you have to have Meruach. It's ridiculous. So obviously, what is Eretz HaMaisris there? Havaslish, the latest stage of the trees coming into being. The Stamina Samaisis, the Mishnah Maisa Shein also refers to them. And the Rambam is categorically clear. Whoever looks at Prag Beis, the Prag Yimlichas Maisa, Eina Samaisa, the Kurd of Avo Ashrich. Now, what does that mean? It means that according to the Rambam, the early stage, pre Rabbi Akiva, post Rabbi Akiva, are not, as Tosfos and the Rashi assume, pre-Meruach and post-Meruach. Heard the Rambam assume that even after Rabbi Akiva, clearly you didn't have to wait the Gemar Malach. Even prior to that already, there was a chiyuv, a din of bil. So what was the havamina? Even before maisres, only einas maisres counts, not before. That's with regard to the pre-Rabbi Akiva stage. But now let us understand Lochla Maisa, the post-Rabbi Akiva stage. Does that? According to Tesis and the Rash, so only after Meruach, and I presume that that means only after it became taboo, is the Rechiyuv of Biyu. According to the Rambam, is the Rechiyuv of Biyu after Einus HaMaisres, even though it has not yet become Tevel, it's Mutar to eat it, Yimudar Afrosh, but it's a mitzvah of Afrosh. And hence the Biyu comes up. Although again, normally speaking, we were not told a person after the Afrosh before Fakel. The Chatchila, a person should wait until after Gmar Malachah to be Afrosh. That's the Mishnah, and then the first Parak in Trumah. But it's already within the ambience of the mitzvah of Trumas Umaisris, so Biyu can apply to. I said before that one can approach the Chiyuv of Biyu Maisel from two perspectives. The perspective of the consumer, who has to confront the Iser of Tevel, and from the perspective of a producer, irrespective of the Yisrael of Tevel, simply if you say, it's yesterday, shana, shana, it's the chuyit v'imach. Now, with regard to this, so I said before, this is what I would self-isvot. But even if we'll tone that down, we say, no, you have Tevel, you're chuyit v'imach, through the maestres, biyu. But at least this, I think, we can state with confidence, this is that intermediate state, according to the Rambam, that it's not yet Tevel, and yet there's a Chiyuv of Trumas Umaisres for the purpose of Biyu, that surely would apply only to the producer and not to the consumer. With regard to the consumer, here I would certainly assume Peres didn't grow with him. They grew with someone else, he just came on board as a customer, as a prospective Eichel. To be Eichel is Muta. So the Teres, what are we going to do, Mechaivit? As a consumer, to not avoid the Yisrael of Acharos Asuras, there is no Yisrael of Acharos Asuras. As a producer, he wasn't a producer. So at the very least, if we are to assume that Allah could be on myself for a consumer as well, then I would say only once it became Tevel, and not prior. It may be, and this I'll just add conjecturally, with a producer, and not to the consumer. But the guy to the consumer, here I would certainly assume, Peres didn't grow with him. They grew with someone else, he just came on board as a customer, as a prospective Eichel. To be Eichel is Mutal. So the Peres, what are we going to do, Mechaivit? As a consumer, to not avoid the Yisrael of Acharos Asuras, there is no Yisrael of Acharos Asuras. As a producer, he wasn't a producer. But at the very least, if we are to assume that Allah could be on myself for a consumer as well, then I would say only once it became Tevel, and not prior to it. It may be, and this I'll just add conjecturally, with a modest conclusion. Maybe the difference in this respect also between now, if I'm asked why do I assume that indeed there is such a chiyuv based upon one's status as a producer, I mentioned before the pasuk of Levi ki einu chelik v'lachala imach, but I think likewise by extension and analogy to the previous parsha. The parsha just prior to that, the parsha Ma'aseh Sheneh, Sir Tassel Kot Vuat Zarecha, Ha'itzir Sadeh Shana Shana. I assume that that is a chiyuv on a person qua producer. That is relevant to this issue. But the basic point, I think, is a correct one. I think it's applicable, the Loch of Bio Meister here as well. Now, in conclusion, I think it's possible that a difference between one approach to Bio Meister and another may also be reflected in one other area. There is a Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Beis. Mishnah there differentiates between different areas of Zroim. Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'maseru bikurim mashenkem bitruma shamaseru bikurim tu'unim avrat makom u'tu'unim vidui v'asurin lo'onei. Rabbi Shimon matir v'chayevin b'vi'u v'Rabbi Shimon poter. Mishnah says the maseru bikurim is one level or another, vidui or vi'u. You know, of course, not the same vidui. Mishnah lumps them together, differentiates between different areas of Zroim. Mishnah Beis. Yesh b'maseru bikurim משנקים בתרומה, שמעשה בביקורים טעונים הבראת מקום, וטעונים וידוי, ואסורים לעונה. רבי שמעון מתיר, חייבים בביאו ורבי שמעון פותר. מי שאומר, זה מעשה ביקורים, is one level or another, וידוי או ביאו, and of course not the same וידוי, מי שלומס them together, one is וידוי מעשה, one is מיקר ביקורים, the same. Mashenkin bitruma. Part of the mission is that there's no halacha of biu with regard to truma. On the other hand, the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, in the context of the vidui, so there he explains what sets forth what he did, and he did properly. So Mishnah says, Mishnah Yud, b'mincha b'yom tov achrono yimitvadim. To confront him with this, Mishnah tries to be miyashir. The basic view is that there is halacha biu with regard to truma as well. Rambam. Lama Perk, Yudalof Aloch Yudalot says as follows. Mi shein lo elam asir sheni bilvad mitvade. Shikar avidui b'maseru. Aloch has halde jemenu and says the first avidu. To maser sheni. וכן אם לא היה לו לביקורים בלבד מתוודא שנאמר ביארתי הקודש. הקודש הראשון שהוא הביקורים בה"א הידיעה. אבל מי שאין לו לתרומה בפני עצמה, אינו מתוודא, שאין התרומה טעונה וידוי, אלא בכלל שאר המתנות. תרומה, with regard to the parsha of vidui, is a trampist. If you have to say vidui anyway, the other maitres include תרומה. Lama Perk, Yudalof Aloch Yudalot says as follows. Mi shein lo elam asir sheni bilvad mitvade. Shikar avidui b'maseru. Aloch has halde jemenu and says the first avidu. to my sashen. V'chein im royalo l'bikurim bilvad mitvadeh shenema b'yarti ha-kodesh. Ha-kodesh ha-rishon shu ha-bikurim ve'hei ha-idiyah. Ha-mi she'en lo l'truma v'fnei atzma, eino mitvadeh, she'en ha-truma t'una vidui, ela b'chlal shar ha-matanot. Truma with regard to the parsha of vidui is a trampis. If you have to say vidui anyways, we have other maitres, include truma as well, that's the mission. But if all you have to deal with is truma, then there is no halacha of vidui over the truma itself. Still makar in Yerushalmi, but quite difficult to understand. Why the distinction? Is it because it says the psukim lachalti ve'ini mimenu? That's true of my Sirishin as well. Also, there's different kinds of chiyuvim. Maisa, presumably, in some sense, is meant to meet a certain need. The needs of anim, the needs of levi. These are people who have no chelik v'nachlo. You have to give them an ersatz, a pseudo chelik v'nachlo. And it's thus that in the parsha in Korach, the Torah describes Maaser Rishon. Bnei Levi nein tati kol maaser b'Yisrael l'nachala chelef avodatam asher v'ovdim et avodato el moed. A number of psukim speak of Maaser Rishon as being nachla. And indeed, in practical terms, that need is met. 10% of it. If you have something. Right to Truma, so we know Chitachas, the Tel Tzakri. First, you can have a silo the size of Madison Square Garden, and he gives one grain, and he patas everything in their eyes. Whose need is being met by that? What kind of nachlo is that going to be? Gonish and Gonish. And indeed, in the Pasuk, with regard to Kernim, it doesn't say the Truma is, and it's thus that in the Parsha in Korach, the Torah describes Maaser Rishon. Bnei Levi nein tati kol maaser b'Yisrael l'nachala chelef avodatam asher v'ovdim et avodato el moed. A number of psukim speak of Maaser Rishon as being nachla. And indeed, in practical terms, that need is met. 10% of it. If you have something. Right to Truma, so we know Chitachas, the Tel Tzakri. First, you can have a silo the size of Madison Square Garden, and he gives one grain, and he patas everything in their eyes. Whose need is being met by that? What kind of nachlo is that going to be? Gonish and Gonish. And indeed in the Pasuk, with regard to Kernim, it doesn't say the Trumas are their chelik v'nachla. Yom HaShem el Aaron, b'artzam lo tinchal, v'chelik lo yelecha b'tocham, ani chelkecha v'nachalatcha b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Kernim have only the Rebbeinu Shem chelik v'nachla. Levim have a substitute chelik v'nachla in the form of Maisris, and presumably Aniyim as well. What is the essence then of Truma? Conceptually, something else altogether. Reishis. Truma is called Reishis. Person before he eats. Azamina, just using the phrase of the Gemara, extrapolation. You sit down to Fresichon and the Benishna, you don't give anything. Give first something to Benishna. Reishis. So these are perhaps two totally different needs and purposes, so to speak. Now that being the case, entirely conceivable, although I say again, frankly, I could see it cutting the other direction as well, entirely conceivable, that with respect to Maaser, so there is not a mitzvah which is only addressed to, if you want to be, you want to eat, take care of your tevel. It's not for you. It's for the oni, for the gay, for the lady. So the fact that you this year have decided only to eat meat, therefore they should stop. Give them an anima. With regard to truma, this may very well be the chiyuv of truma is indeed a chiyuv which relates to the achila. It's a matter of tevel. If you want to eat, otherwise not. If that should be the case, and I grant that this is if, then it's conceivable that we can understand why, with regard to biur and subsequent vidui, the difference between truma and maisa. With regard to maisa, so the chiyuv is there qua producer. That's the basic chiyuv of biur, in whose wake there is a chiyuv of vidui. That's the primary chiyuv, regardless of whether you have truma, you don't have truma. If you have maaser alone, you are chayv, either at the level of maaser ani, or the level of maaser sheni, which is the primary focus of the parsha. That's a separate problem, the interrelation between the maasers. However, with regard to truma, the whole basis of the chiyuv here of biu is at a different plane entirely. The teras, you cannot eat unless you were mafresh. Now you make a statement, that is not necessarily related to the chiyuvim that you have with respect to your role as a producer. In Yerushalmi, there's a day that levatusel shechochti, even if we're talking about other areas altogether. Itan yitoni, kol ha-mitzvot shem ha-Torah ma'akvot. V'itan yitoni, kol ha-mitzvot shem ha-parsha ma'akvot. Rav Achi bar Poppe, bo yekum Rav Zeira, filik nit filo shiroi, filo shiyad, omo lefano savake. Now, the more things that a person, mak nit filo shiroi, filo shiyad, he also can't say, levati v'sev lo shechachti. He can't say, sasidich ha-mitzvot shem ha-tzimisoni. Even though it has nothing to do with the Chayvus Bia. So in the Parsha itself, we include elements which relate to whether a person behaved properly, at least with regard to this area, generally speaking, irrespective of whether he's been Yotzei's Chiyuv at the level of Bia. Now, even if we assume that only the mitzvahs of Parsha Makvot irrelevant to this parsha. But it may very well be that the Mechayev, so if we saw the mitzvah of this parsha, but also, nevertheless, there may be a distinction between those aspects of the parsha which are part of the person did kedas v'chedin and those which relate to the basic creed. So with regard to the halacha of, with regard to Meiser, so Meiser, even if there's only Meiser, is chayiv in Biu, and of course, the substitute chayiv in Vidu. Truma, not in and of itself in Mechayiv Vidu. But once you are ready, you have to be misvade. Why? Because you have a chayiv of Biu, which is based on the fact that you have Meiser. Once you are ready to be misvade, then you have to include that the whole of at least this realm, the world of Truma Samayis, that was taken care of. So that in principle, this mandam also agrees there's a gap between the biur and the vidui. But the other mandam says the gap between biur and vidui is included in tefillin, whether it was a Shem Shabbos properly. This mandam says no, only that which relates to Truma Samayis. But that, at least, is equal. In sum, discussed here was some of you say this of biur and vidui, and saw that there's a mitzvah of course of vidui myself, and another mitzvah of biur. What the relation of these two is, and why they shouldn't count as separate mitzvahs, this is the approach Achreinim mentioned raised. Chazon Ish also talks about it. Indeed, is it a separate mitzvah? Not a separate mitzvah. How do you relate to this? But in any event, there's a separate parasha certainly which deals with Biyum. Question which we dealt with at the outset was, the person has no conquer, where does he stand with regard to Vidui Maisa? Here we saw as Machlekes amongst the Shainim, Rashi says that even a person who has no conquer is chayiv in Vidui. Likewise, Tesis in Kedushin says explicitly, even Peres Lekuchin also chayiv in Vidui. There's a double pasuk. Tesim Babasra says that, and the Ramban is trying to agree, Tesim Babasra says no. The person who doesn't have Kalanka is pot. This is Muftin Pasha. This is also the Yerushalmi Bikurim, afraid of one day like that there is. But discussion in the Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi tends to focus upon one element, and this is the ability to be carried the Pasha. Can you say it? Adonish Nasat Alonu. Do we say, since he's part of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael, so he can say it? Do we say no? Since he personally doesn't have Chelek Eretz Yisrael, he can't say. Alright, this of course is an issue which needs to be dealt with. But, prior to Delechu is another issue. What about basic Chiyuv in the first place? And here, it's conceivable that a person may have another chiyuv of biyu, which may be a precondition to bidu. But let's say b'shas biyu he was chayiv because he had kalka. B'shas vidu he sold the kalka. So there's the problem of the Yerushalmi. But if he had no kalka at all to begin with, here we need to ask ourselves: is he chayiv at all or not? In this connection, I mentioned we got to Mr. Meisel, who the two separate tracks, so to speak, the track of our first Mr. Meisel is Mimatr Tevel. That relates to a person qua consumer. There's a chiv to Musa Maisa. There's a person who owns a soda. He has chelik v'nachlo. And he has to be mafush with chelik v'nachlo. In this context, entirely conceivable, that a person who has no soda at all, who is not planning to eat, also is chayv mafush to Musa Maisa. Here, according to Machash Natazach B'Kivega, and the Rashi and Gittin, which are a promise of B'Kivega, based himself, I said that I thought there might be a difference here. Qua consumer, that a person is not chayv mavashlo b'semayis unless he wants to eat. In the same manner, he's not chayv shech de beheime unless he wants to eat. Yisav v'nafshcha lechel basar. Whereas, if a person owns a soda, at the producer level, then I would be inclined to accept the tarz that he's chayv mavashlo b'semayis regardless of whether he wants to eat or not. And if Rashi and Gittin can be neutralized, because Rashi there is dealing with a soda whose production is in the hands of the goy, even if the soda slushes are it. So therefore, actually, there's no mitzvah of maisa. But if your person owns the soda, his son, Shana, could very well be the court rashla to taz, because the mafush to the maisa. So I want to suggest that here the parasha addresses itself, the person who has chelik v'nachlo, only if he has kanka, and by analogy, the previous parasha, which speaks of, Yisra, Shana, 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 and it's to the person in that capacity owns the soda, the parasha of Biru addresses itself. Then went on to say that even that should be rejected, even one should assume the chiv of biyu as tesis and kedusha, the person owns the says that we do include the vidui. So I said, the difference. Meiser is a mechai b'terasatzma of biyu. Because Meiser, what's the halach of biyu Meiser? You have to take your set law, your account, set law, your debts. So first for Meiser, in the sense of the nature of a debt, you have to take care to see that a person who is deserving to get something gets it. So there is the chiv of biyu. But whether the Kohen will get that one chita achas or will not get the chita achas, this is not the nature of a debt that is owed to him. The halacha of resh is mechuyev to be mafresh. So there, possibly the halacha of biyu, that's not included. Only asr to asr is the klamasr, the mitzvah of tetz klamasr, the one schutah speaks of maisr, as I mentioned, tume. But, mishnah maisr shayim, we deal with something else. Once you already are saying the vidui, then you have to be able to say with a clear conscience that you acted in accordance with Allah with regard to everything. So just as one man Dharma said that even areas totally removed from Tumas Samaisal and Mordas Roy, also you have to be able to say with the Zoni, the same manner, the way we paskin, so at least with regard to Tumas, you have to be able to include that. But this is not related to the basic Mechayev of Biyu. Yes. Yes, I'm aware of that. I mentioned that en passant before. Yeah. That's a more general question. The relation with Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni here with regard to this. With regard to Maaser Sheni also, although it's in a sense, not unlike Truma, I think it's a debt, in one sense, which one does owe to the Ben Shloilah. The question you have to deal with in this contest would be whether Maaser is, whether there's a Baltach with regard to Maaser Sheni as well. Assuming the Mishas, assuming Rosh Hashanah is the Pasha, the Maaser is, even the Maaser with regard to debt. With regard to Truma, the Miri says Rosh Hashanah is regard to Baltach with regard to Truma as well. It says that the day is with regard to this, but the Pasha says Truma is not included that there isn't. And I think it's also the same reason, it's not the nature of the debt. Baltach is the payment of the debt. Baltach and the Shalma. It's not the Shlumi. If it doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni, Al Kochenu, the Maaser Sheni, although I understand your objection, but Sheni also is in some sense a debt, although not a debt to the Bas of Adab, and therefore could be included in Biyu in a way that Truma would not. Quite conceivable. Okay. We're going to wash your hands here, the first one.
Thank you.